The nation says two representatives were able to view the area by helicopter Wednesday and identify sites that may be at risk from the Dryden Creek wildfire. As of Thursday, the fire was listed as 55 hectares. The mayor of Squamish says good progress is being made on the fire, which has led to multiple evacuation alerts. Now, the good news is that the fire did not grow overnight because it stayed pretty gray and cool. The bad news is, of course, it's still out of control. Kind of a cool situation happening for firefighters up in Squamish. The community has really stepped up for them, dropping off water, meals, donuts, and they're receiving multiple emails and calls from people saying thank you for helping our community. Donald Trump is calling Israel's deadly strikes on Iran's nuclear program and military sites excellent. The U.S. president made the comments in an interview with ABC News saying, quote, they got hit about as hard as you're going to get hit, and there's more to come, a lot more. Israel launched a wave of strikes across Iran today, killing at least two top military officers in what appears to be the most significant attack the country has faced since the 80s and the war with Iraq. Oilers survived Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Final, but it took a comeback in regulation and a big goal in overtime to get the 5-4 win over the Florida Panthers. The series now switches from the Sunshine State to Western Canada for Game 5 on Saturday.
CHQM Vancouver, Move 103.5, and iHeart Radio Station.
Real friends, real fun.
And Drew Show, let's go.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
Father's Day on Sunday. We have another Dad's Prize Pack to give away with the $1,000 minute at 7:35. So only dads get to play at 7:35 this morning. And you win whatever you win in the $1,000 minute and also our Father's Day prize pack.
It is amazing how many people have crazy snake stories. We'll get to some more of them too. This all stemming from the boa constrictor that went missing in Tofino earlier this week. First, it's Chapel Roan on Move.
I know you wanted me to stay, but I can't ignore the crazy visions of me in LA. That there's a special place where boys and girls can all be queens every single day. I'm having wicked dreams of leaving Tennessee. If Santa Monica, I swear it's calling me, will make my mama proud. It's gonna cause a scene. She sees her baby girl, I know she's gonna scream. God,
you pink pony girl, and you dance at the club.
for the Nat and Drew Show.
On today's best variety, Move 1035. With the Nat and Drew Show.
Move 1035.
What up, girl? Check it. You know I've been watching you all night long. I know you got your own thing going on. I can't help but think about what's on your mind. Wanna know what it would take to get inside. Got the whole spot wondering about who you are. Can have your pick, but I'm the one you want. So I'm about to make my way down to the floor. 'Cause I don't think I can hold it back no more. 'Cause you're just fine. Going hypnotizing, head down to your toes. Bring your hands going down your back. Watch that body go. It's electric, 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 electric. You're so electric. I want.
talking about this snake that went missing earlier this week at Chesterman Beach in Tofino.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, a guy brought a boa constrictor with him, a 6-foot boa, down to the beach on Sunday. It went missing. He reported it missing on Monday.
Yeah. Whoops. Trying to probably take care of it himself without anybody knowing. Because you really have to have, like, there's certain, you know, if you're going to keep a snake, there are all these rules that you have to follow. And he wasn't following any of them, it seems.
No, it didn't seem like it. Anyway, the good news is the snake was found. It was reunited with the dopey owner. And now the snake is happily back home, we think. But Diana, hearing this story reminded you of something where you grew up. What country are you originally from, Diana?
Colombia.
And there's a guy on the beach in your hometown that has a what?
Yeah, he has that giant snake with him, so touristic people or local people go to them, pay money, and took the picture for the snake, with the snake.
Is there often a lineup for people wanting to take a picture with the snake?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So maybe that's what this guy in Tofino was doing. He was trying to be entrepreneurial and start his own business.
Side hustle.
Maybe he, too, has visited Colombia and saw, hey, there's money to be made here.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for calling, Diana. 604-280-1035, or you can text 103535. Snakes at the beach. Who'd have thought? This actually, hi there. Thanks for holding on. What's your name?
My name's Ashley.
Ashley. So hearing this story, this isn't a snake at the beach story, but you have another snake story. This kind of tweaks something for you hearing this story.
Yeah, for sure. So I was about 17 and I had a boyfriend who got a boa constrictor. And it definitely was to be cool. And one day he decided that he would take the boa to the races.
Like the horse races? Or what kind of race?
No, like a car race.
Car races.
So okay. There's a car track on Vancouver Island.
Uh-huh.
And so we went to the races and he's wearing it on his shoulders. And I guess, like the vibrations and everything else, the snake was freaked out, obviously, and tried to strangle him. And it took multiple people to get him off. Right? So, anyways, long story short, it was all good. The snake was fine.
That's good.
The boyfriend was fine. I was more concerned about the snake.
Yeah.
But, he was terrified after that. He didn't want to take care of it anymore. So I became the snake's caretaker.
Oh, you wound up with the snake.
And it's funny because I was terrified at first of the snake, obviously. It's a boa, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But he kind of became my friend for a little while, and I kept him for a bit, but then I felt bad because he needed, he needed proper care and
for sure
a proper place to be. So I gave him to a farm that had other exotic animals, and that's where he went.
Okay, an exotic animal farm. I thought you just took it to where there's like
it was a place that had other animals.
That makes sense.
Have to ask, how long did you stay with the boyfriend after the bringing the snake to a racetrack incident?
Not very long. Only a few months. Okay. It was, it progressively, things got worse from there.
Really?
I can't imagine how.
Anyway.
The Nat and Drew Show on Move 103.5.
Thanks for the call, Ashley. Who knew snakes tweak so many stories and memories for people? But the boa constrictor has been reunited. Who knows what misadventures we'll get up to next. 6:15 on the Nat and Drew Show. Coming up in What's Trending, a Canadian icon is coming out of retirement. That and more in the next 10 minutes.
La, 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 la. More heart. More love. La, 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 love you. More pride. iHeartRadio is Canada's number one streaming app for radio, including iHeartPride Canada, with nothing but pride hits and party anthems, plus personalized and curated playlists like Back in the Day Pride. Take pride with you anytime, anywhere. Ask your smart speaker to play iHeartPride Canada.
Right now, Bell Blue Dot Days are on. That means the offers are hot, hot, hot at Bell. And these aren't just any Blue Dot Days. They're the first, the premiere, the debut, the start of something grand. So hurry in and get in on the great offers.
Introducing Bell Blue Dot Days. Get over $1,000 off amazing phones with eligible trade-in. Switch to Canada's fastest 5G Plus network today. Visit a Bell store or bell.ca/bluedotdays for details. Bell, getting a new phone just got better.
Big announcement coming, everybody! Big announcement!
Get ready. The Trailer Park Boys are now on Crave.
It's gonna be wicked.
We are partying tonight.
I am pumped.
All 12 seasons of the iconic Canadian series.
Promise me you'll use some sense of decorum on the TV.
Bubbles, what are you worried about? Of course they used to mark him on the TV.
Julian, Ricky, Bubbles, and the rest of the Sunnyvale gang are all here.
Decent.
Trailer Park Boys. Stream now on Crave. Proudly Canadian. Subscribe at crave.ca.
Hey, this is Ruby Carr, the host of the podcast Encore. You know how some artists grow to kind of hate their big hit? This is one of those stories, but I promise, still a likable one. Tune in this week to Encore, the stories behind the songs you love, or the incredible story of Vanessa Carlton's 2002 hit, A Thousand Miles. I recorded the episode while riding a piano around New York City. Not really. That would be cool, though. Listen to Encore on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts for stories behind all the songs you love.
Hero Home Care presents Hero Facts with Captain Mighty.
When you need a hero with a light and fluffy approach, there's none better than the souffle.
The souffle.
He'll rise to the occasion, much like the heroes at Hero Home Care.
That oddly makes sense. Whether the need is companionship, 24-hour nursing care, or something in between, they provide solutions for peace of mind for families in the Lower Mainland and Fraser Valley.
And that's why they're heroes, not just caregivers.
Seriously, though, the souffle?
Yes, he can be savory or sweet. Very moody.
Hero!
Homecare.ca.
What if your drive was fueled with more? More protection. More performance. Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline removes up to 100% of performance-robbing deposits to rejuvenate your engine's performance. Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. More performance with every drive. Compared to lower octane fuels and gasoline direct injection engine fuel injectors, actual effects and benefits may vary according to vehicle type, driving conditions, and driving style.
It's more than just health and dental. Think of it as a complete toolkit for your business. It's the Chambers of Commerce Group Insurance Plan, where add-ons like legal advice, accounting tips, HR expertise, and more are all included in your plan. Plus, you're pooled with thousands of other Canadian businesses, so rates remain stable no matter what. Chambers Plan, more than just employee benefits. It's a full-on business toolkit. Get started at chamberplan.ca.
With Virgin Plus, you get an affordable phone plan and member benefit discounts on food, fashion, and entertainment, which means your life gets...
This meal is delicious.
And...
Love that I'm out shopping more.
And...
This concert rules!
And even...
What was I even doing with my life before signing up with Virgin Plus and getting to do all this fun stuff?
And who doesn't want that? Get plans starting from $40 a month when you bring your own phone with Virgin Plus. Obviously. Includes auto pay credit. Conditions apply. Visit a Virgin Plus store or virginplus.ca for details.
This product may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
Are you noticing changes to your vision? Are you worried about cataracts or age-related macular degeneration? Then try Blueberry Strong by New Nordic. Blueberry Strong helps increase macular pigmentation, nourishing your eyes with lutein and concentrated color pigments from wild Swedish blueberries. Trusted by millions around the world to support clear vision as you age, Blueberry Strong is Scandinavia's best-selling eye supplement. Available at Shoppers Drug Mart, Walmart, Loblaws, Jean Coutu, and London Drugs, or online at Amazon and NewNordic.ca.
McDonald's sundaes and snack-sized shakes are $2, or get $1 cones exclusively on the McDonald's app. With those prices, your hands are going to be full of treats. Like Alex here.
My phone.
I got you. App download and registration required. At participating McDonald's in Canada. Taxes extra. Prices exclude delivery.
Good morning. I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. Just some volume northbound on the Alex Fraser, westbound Port Mann. Things looking good so far. Tried Nix yet? They make the comfiest bras and leak-proof undies. Visit Nix on Robson, West 4th, Richmond Center, or shop online anytime at nix.ca. We've got a little bit of everything ahead this weekend. Some cloud today, but then sunny breaks for Saturday and Sunday, Father's Day. The high will be about 17, and right now it's 13 degrees.
Well, I guess the Grammys were just, like, tired of hearing about Beyoncé's Cowboy Carter win for Best Country Album, so they're changing the categories for next year. Grammys weren't complaining. People were complaining. We'll explain in what's trending.
After music from the weekend on Move 103.5.
Tell me what you really like. Baby, I can take my time. We don't ever have to fight. Just take it step by step. I can see it in your eyes. 'Cause they never tell me lies. I can feel that body shake. And the heat between your legs. You've been scared of love and what it did to you. You don't have to touch and it can set you the perfect time. I'm just trying to get you high. Faded off this touch. We don't need a lonely night. So baby, I can make it right. You just gotta let me try to give you what you want. You've been scared of love and what it did to you. You don't have to run. I know what you can do. Just a simple touch and it can set you free. We don't have to rush when you're alone with me. I feel it coming. I feel it coming, babe. I feel it coming. I feel it coming, babe. I feel it coming. I feel it coming, babe. I feel it coming. I feel it coming, babe. I feel it coming. Just a simple touch and it can set you free. We don't have to rush when you're
Five. This is great news. A Canadian icon is coming out of retirement.
What's trending?
Rick Moranis, one half of the legendary McKenzie Brothers and the star of the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids movies, has not appeared in a movie since 1997. He left after acting after his wife died so he could focus on raising their kids. There have been a couple of times where it looked like he'd come back to do something, but it never panned out. But now it's official. Rick Moranis will return as Dark Helmet in a sequel to Mel Brooks' Star Wars spoof, Spaceballs.
I can't breathe in this thing!
I watched that movie 1,000 times when I was a teenager.
Yeah. I watched it as well, and it was, at the time, I thought the funniest thing in the world.
Yeah.
But it is a lot of puns.
Yeah.
Like,
it's
so much, like, so I don't know if it, like, I don't even want to go back and watch it because I have this memory of it. Like, I loved it so much as a kid. I don't know if it would hold up for me, but it was such a good movie.
It's funny.
Spaceballs 2 will come out in 2027, so in 2 years. The other thing that I love about this story is not only is it going to get Rick Moranis out there again, but Mel Brooks is involved.
Yeah.
And
Mel Brooks is still alive.
He's 99.
Yeah.
And he announced a movie yesterday that's coming out in 2 years.
Nice.
We should all have that sense of optimism. Like, that's just so fantastic.
Yeah, there's a lot of cool, like, everything's lining up for that.
Yeah, big time.
Remember when Beyonce's Cowboy Carter won Best Country Album at the Grammys this year?
This ain't Texas. Ain't no holding. Hey, lay your cards down.
A lot of people were mad, saying it wasn't really country music. So whether this is a direct result of that or whether it had already been in the works, but the Grammys have announced they are changing up the Best Country Album category. So now there will be a Best Contemporary Country Album and a Best Traditional country album. According to the Grammys website, traditional country music adheres to more traditional sound structures of the country genre. And then, obviously the contemporary is like, is a melding of genres. So there you go. If you want your, traditional country music where you got a truck and a dog in a truck.
I'm not sure that is what they
mean. And your gun and a breakup.
Those are stereotypes. I'm not sure they're traditional structure.
No, that's what they mean. You have to have a pickup truck and you have to have a breakup. You have to have your dog in the truck.
There were no dogs or trucks on the Beyonce record?
Nope.
Nope, none to be found.
What's trending? Move 103.5.
Gotta go and get angry at all of my honesty. You know I try, but I don't do too well with apologies. I hope I don't run out of time, cause someone call a referee. Cause I just need one more shot, have forgiveness. I know you know that I made those mistakes maybe once or twice. By once or twice, I mean maybe a couple of hundred times. So let me, oh let me redeem, oh redeem all myself tonight. Cause I just need one more shot, second chance. Yeah. Is it too late now to say sorry? Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Take every single piece of the blame if you want me to. But you know that there is no innocent one in this game for two. I go, and then you go out and spill the truth. Can we both say the words and forget this? Yeah. Is it too late now to say sorry? Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Just trying to get you back.
Today's best variety, Move 1035.
Days aching, nights are long, 2 years and still you're not gone. Guess I'm still holding on. Drag my name through the dirt, somehow it doesn't hurt though. Guess you're still holding on. You told your friends you want me dead and said that I did everything wrong. And you're not wrong. Well, I'll take all the vitriol, but not the thought of you moving on. Cause I'm not ready to find out you know how to forget me. I'd rather hear how much you regret me. And pray to God that you never met me. Then forget me. Oh.
Isaac and nights are gray. My heart is still your place, babe. Guess I still feel the same. No, you can't stand my face. Some scars you can't erase, babe. Guess you still feel the same. Well, I'll take all the vitriol, but not the thought of you moving on. Cause I'm not ready to find out you know how to forget me. I'd rather hear how much you regret me and pray to God that you never met me than forget me. Oh, I hate to know I made you cry, but love to know I crossed your mind, babe. Oh, even after all, it still wrecks me to find.
Capaldi on Move 103.5. Good morning. It's the Nat and Drew Show. Well, Old Town, New Queens is a super fun show happening tomorrow at the Britannia Mine Museum. It features a dozen different drag performers, and one of them is in studio with us this morning, Dust. Dust, welcome to the show.
Amazing. Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us, Dust. Let's talk about this really cool show happening at the Britannia Mine Museum. It's combining the Mine Museum and drag.
Yeah. I mean, this whole idea was created by Derek Yang, who is part of the Britannia Mine staff. And he just wanted to create an event that was unlike anything else that exists in museums in BC. He just has this, like, visionary idea of, like, creating a drag show in this 100-year-old mill building of this 100-year-old copper mine.
Mm-hmm.
And so this year, we're celebrating the 50th year of the Mine Museum itself. And so the theme is dragged through the decades. So every performance takes place in a different decade.
So what is the best decade to perform to?
Oh, that's so hard. Okay, my decades that I was assigned were the early 90s or mid 90s and late 90s. So I'm doing Iris by the Goo Goo Dolls and Stop by the Spice Girls. And then I was also assigned the most recent hit, which is Good Luck Babe by
Chappell Roan. Nice.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you're doing Spice Girls, you're doing all the parts?
There's five of us.
Oh, okay.
So they've recently gotten, like, built out this new part of the mill building where we can stand and we'll be backlit and it'll be super, super cool. And they're going to have lights shining on us. So we'll all be able to stand in a row. And instead of being where we normally perform, which is down on a catwalk into the audience, we'll be elevated up to the left of them. It'll be very exciting.
Which Spice Girl are you?
I go back and forth, but I'm baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm baby. I'm always the oldest when we're performing the Spice Girls, but I'm baby.
Yeah.
I don't associate Goo Goo Dolls with a drag show. I think that's a very interesting pick.
I think that's certainly my flair. That's sort of my
that.
Pocket.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
When it comes to my music, I like to say that I'm like yassified alt 90s. So a lot of my music sounds like Matchbox 20, The Counting Crows,
yeah.
The Goo Goo Dolls, these are all sort of like those, that's my bag. And so I bring that to drag because those songs are iconic and fun.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And people sing along.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what
I can't,
you want.
I was sort of like a huge Matchbox 20 fan and then like I kind of got a little burnt on Matchbox 20.
Totally.
And now that I hear Matchbox 20, I'm like, oh my God, I
exactly.
love Matchbox 20
Every
so much.
Word.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
What do you think is something that you know, people that are not involved in drag maybe have never, ever gone to a drag show. What is something that you would like to share with them that maybe, you know, like, they're like, I'm kind of curious, I'd like to go, but I don't know, you know?
Yeah, interact. Like, don't be shy, let your freak out. That's the goal. The goal is to let your freak out. Yeah. We don't like a quiet audience.
I have never been to a drag show where it was boring, where people were just sitting. Like, the idea is, like, I think that anybody that goes to a drag show, it's so much fun. It's a room that's always filled with so much joy.
Exactly.
And I feel bad if people are like, that's not for me, I don't want it. Like, I feel everybody should experience
it. Totally. A lot of people, like, have these concepts or these ideas of, like, what the job of a drag performer is. And ultimately, it's to make people feel good.
This is going to be so much fun. It's happening tomorrow, Saturday, from 6 to 10, Britannia Mine Museum, Drag Through the Decades.
Dust, thank you so much. Happy Pride.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. This was so much fun.
Real friends, real fun.
This is the Matt and Drew Show.
More fun ahead, too, in the form of $300 gift cards from Shoppers Drug Mart. We'll do another one of those giveaways just after 8 o'clock this morning at 6:38.
Right now, Bell Blue Dot Days are on. That means the offers are hot, hot, hot at Bell. And these aren't just any Blue Dot Days. They're the first, the premiere, the debut, the start of something grand. So hurry in and get in on the great offers.
Introducing Bell Blue Dot Days. Get over $1,000 off amazing phones with eligible trade-in. Switch to Canada's fastest 5G plus network today. Visit a Bell store or bell.ca/bluedotdays for details. Bell, getting a new phone just got better.
Golf's biggest stars have dominated the major season.
It's a Scheffler showcase.
But now the toughest test awaits with the game's ultimate prize at stake. The U.S. Open, June 12th to the 15th on TSN and TSN Plus.
Hey, this is Ruby Carr, the host of the podcast Encore. You know how some artists grow to kind of hate their big hit? This is one of those stories, but I promise, still a likable one. Tune in this week to Encore, the stories behind the songs you love, or the incredible story of Vanessa Carlton's 2002 hit, 1,000 Miles. I recorded the episode while riding a piano around New York City. Not really. That would be cool, though. Listen to Encore on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts for stories behind all the songs you love.
At White Spot, we're proud to be BC's spot to celebrate Dad and his epic stories. There's no better place for Dad to gather the family for some great food and a nostalgic tale. Like when Dad rocked a mullet and shredded the streets on his BMX. Or how he got the high score at the local arcade. How about when he mastered swapping CDs in his Discman without leaving a single scratch? And yes, no one wore the matching family tracksuit quite like Dad. We hear you, Dad. You're legendary. White Spot. We'll see you soon.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Daly, the general manager of Applewood Nissan Surrey. Rev up your savings with these Applewood deals.
Make every day a little more epic in the 2025 Rogue. Finance from 0.49% for 48 months, including a 0.5% loyalty rate reduction. Or explore the all-new 2025 Kicks. Finance from 0.49% for 24 months, including a 0.5% loyalty rate reduction. Details at Applewood Nissan Surrey on Fraser Highway. It's all good.
Thanks to IKEA, my bedroom feels extra sleepy. These new blackout curtains keep it extra dark, and my new duvet keeps me extra cozy. But it also made my nighttime extra boring, because the monster under my bed is sleeping better too. Hey, buddy, wake up. Hey.
Don't scare me like that. What are you trying to do to me? Jeez.
Visit IKEA today and start sleeping better tomorrow with everything you need for the bedroom of your dreams.
I think we have a problem.
I know. I heard it too.
I think everybody has. We really need to put a stop to this.
Agreed. The team shouldn't make jokes about Sarah. I'll go talk to them right now.
And I'll try and figure out what's going on with all these alarms.
A great manager looks out for more than just physical dangers. Visit WorkSafeBC.com and learn how to protect your workers from psychological harm in the workplace.
Only Monday to Friday? No way. My customers want their orders fast. And when my customers are happy, I'm happy. And with Saturday residential deliveries at no extra cost with UPS, everyone's 2 days happier. Give them what they want 2 days earlier with UPS Standard on Saturday.
Get unlimited grocery delivery with PC Express Pass. Meal prep? Delivered. Snacks? Delivered. Fresh fruit? Delivered. Grocery delivery on repeat for just $2.50 a month. Learn more at pcexpress.ca.
Good morning, I'm Erin Davis with Lou, 103.5 Traffic. We've got paving slowing things down in Maple Ridge, westbound Lougheed between 220th and 221. And we still have that sewer work in Vancouver. East First Avenue exit from Highway 1 closed. Use Grandview, Hastings, or the McGill exit. Get 20,000 points at Shoppers Drug Mart when you earn your PC Optimum app. When you open your PC Optimum app, shop, scan, and then earn. That's a $20 value on now, conditions in app. We've got some clouds today, but sunny breaks for tomorrow and then plenty of sunshine for Sunday and Father's Day. Today's high will be 18, right now 13 degrees.
Kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star. Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car. Sucking on chili dog outside taste freeze. Sitting on Jackie's lap, got his hands between her knees. Jackie say, hey Diane, let's run off behind the shady trees. Dribble off those Bobby Brooks, let me do what I please. Say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. Say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone, to walk on. Checks his back, flexes, thoughts for the moment. Scratches his head and does his best James Dean. Well, then, Diane, gotta run up to city. Diane says, baby, you ain't missing nothing. Jackie say, oh, yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. Oh, yeah, I say, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. Kids doing best they can.
John Mellencamp on Move 103.5. Good morning. It's the Nat and Drew Show, 647. We do love to show some love, shine a spotlight, give some props and do shout outs, give people props when they absolutely deserve it. And as we head into Father's Day weekend, Aaron, I know there was a group of dads or parents really in general that you wanted to show some love to and shine a spotlight on.
And that's stepdads. You know, my mother famously married many times, and God bless her. And one of my favorite stepdads was a man named Tom, and that was when I was growing up in Kelowna. And he was just a beautiful, gentle, lovely guy who really took care of me when I was 7 years old, moved here to Canada, was just a really important part of my life. And I recently went to a celebration of life for Tom. He was in his 90s and had a beautiful life sort of after my mom and I was in and out. But I just, you know, I've really been reflecting on what a crucial role that is and how that can really, you know, that can really impact a child in such a positive way, you know, at a time when things are in flux often for a family. And so I just wanted to take a minute and say to every person that is loving someone that they are not actually, you know, the biological parent of, and that could be anybody, just, you know, thank you, because that's such an important job. And it takes a really special person to love somebody as much as they would love any child. And I just, as I say, I've been reflecting a lot on that and just wanted to say thank you to Tom and to all the stepfathers out there.
That's lovely.
I mean
it. Yeah, no. And I think, you know, it's a great point when you come into a child's life like many years after, you know, at any age, but particularly the child will have some, I guess, expectations or actually maybe won't have expectations, but you don't know. And it's this relationship that you start when it's a fully formed human.
Yeah.
You know, and, yes. And they already have their things and their whatever. And for any person to take that on and to have such a positive impact on a child's life is such an amazing thing.
Absolutely. Sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
The impact though, is quite incredible. And this goes for stepmoms. This goes for stepdads. As you say, it's anybody who's loving a child who's not biologically theirs. I was reminded of the importance that, of a step parent and what they can, have, the impact they can have. Just last weekend when we were in Kamloops for the BC Flag Football Championships, because one of the assistant coaches on my son's team, he's the stepdad of one of the other players on the team. And as I was chatting with another dad on the team who I don't know as well, it was one of our few opportunities to chat, and was just kind of introducing ourselves and your kid is and my kid is and stuff, and he said, well, I'm his stepdad, but same thing. And It really hit home. That was Aaron pounding her chest. If you heard that.
Now I'm crying.
No, because it just means so much for a kid to have somebody show up for them.
Yes.
In those important moments.
That's
and
it.
To see that love and that support is there. So whether you're volunteering your time or just being there and providing that special influence, thank you. It's so important. It is Dad's Week on the $1,000 Minute, and certainly stepdads can play that too.
Yeah.
That's open to all dads. So we'll do that at 7:35. You win whatever you win playing the game, plus our dad's prize pack.
Don't make it. It's nice. It's lovely. Dads love it. Stepdads love it. It's a mug that says number one dad. And that's amazing, right?
That is amazing.
And socks and a tie, all the things.
They are brand new mugs made specially for this week. Not old crummy mugs.
That's
brand
right.
Brand new mugs.
The Nat and Drew Show.
This is Fred.
Hey, how's it going?
This is Fraud.
Hey, how's it going?
Can you tell the difference? Bell can. We'll identify unwanted calls and help block them. For more information, visit bell.ca/call detection. Bell, peace of mind, just got better.
This is Pam.
Congratulations.
This is Spam.
Congratulations. Can you tell the difference? Bell can. We'll identify unwanted calls and help block them. For more information, visit bell.ca/call detection. Bell, peace of mind, just got better.
What did you do?
I saved her.
Crave is the exclusive home of HBO's biggest series, The Last of Us.
I'm your back. You're mine.
Stream all episodes of the Emmy-winning hit critics call breathtaking, shattering, and a masterpiece.
By the time the sun comes up tomorrow, you'll be dead.
The Last of Us, an HBO original. All episodes stream now, only on Crave. Proudly Canadian. Subscribe now at crave.ca.
Introducing Bryan Adams Radio on iHeartRadio.
Got my first real slick string.
Hosted by Bryan Adams himself.
Join me for an insider look on a wild ride through 40 years of global rock and roll.
Bryan Adams Radio.
I'm ready.
Now available on the free iHeartRadio app. Or ask your smart speaker to play Bryan Adams Radio on iHeartRadio.
Who's ready to rock?
Kids wanna rock.
Attention Vancouver. Seasons Retirement Communities is now proudly serving you as Seasons Arbutus and Seasons Westbrook Village. Discover a thrilling environment where seniors can stay active, continue learning, and enjoy independence. Visit SeasonsRetirement.com to learn more today.
McDonald's summer drink days are back, which means it's officially summer. Enjoy your refreshing small Coca-Cola or small iced coffee for just $1 all summer.
Summer's booming with summer drink days. Excludes flavored iced coffee at participating McDonald's in Canada. Taxes extra. Prices exclude delivery.
As a sleep expert at Sleep Country, I've heard some pretty creative solutions when it comes to sleeping hot. But when 11 oscillating fans and ice packs under your pillows just aren't working, know that we're here to help. With temperature regulating sheets, mattresses, and pillows, we can find a cooling solution that's perfect for you.
Get a mattress starting at $399 at the Sleep Cool event. Hurry, this offer ends soon. Restrictions apply. Speak to a sleep expert for details. Only at Sleep Country.
Hometown Heroes Lottery is your ticket to BC Real Estate in Vancouver, the Lower Mainland, the Okanagan, or Vancouver Island.
Buy now for the $80,000 summer bonus, this year with seven winners.
Choose from an SUV hybrid, furniture and travel package, or cash prizes.
Summer bonus deadline midnight tonight.
Order today at heroeslottery.com.
Supporting VGH and UBC Hospital Foundation and the BC Professional Firefighters Burn Fund. 19 plus to play. Know your limit. Play within it.
TELUS Anniversary Sale is here. Get Pure Fiber Internet from $75 a month with a price guarantee for 3 years. Plus no term commitments or hidden fees. Limited time only. Visit TELUS.com/deals. Conditions apply.
All right, team. Looking great out there. We're following the posted speed limit.
Just how we like it.
We're putting our phones away before we drive.
Smart move.
We're leaving space for cyclists. Now let's keep at it and stay safe.
Road safety takes teamwork. That's why ICBC is working together with all British Columbians to help make our roads safer. Because when we use our roads safely, we all win.
Safety takes everyone!
A message from ICBC.
It's Canada's turn on F1's World Tour of Speed.
Side by side!
This is Formula One at its absolute finest.
It's a hat-trick of wins from Max Verstappen in Montreal!
The Canadian Grand Prix, Sunday, June 15th on TSN and CTV.
You're listening to The Nat and Drew Show.
On today's best variety, Move 1035.
Take on your clothes, some chemicals, a twisted battery.
morning. I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. We have no stalls or accidents right now. Some volume northbound Alex Fraser, westbound Port Mann, but pretty nice start to this day. Get 20,000 points at Shoppers Drug Mart when you earn your PC Optimum app. When you open your PC Optimum app, shop, scan, and then earn. That's a $20 value on now conditions in app. We've got a few clouds ahead today, but sunshine for tomorrow and Sunday. It's going to be a nice weekend. The high today, 18, a little cooler. Right now, 13 degrees.
Move 103.5 is what you need to know. Here's Erin Davis.
It's a good news, bad news situation near Squamish. The bad news is that fire continues to burn. The good news is that firefighters were able to make some progress on setting it back a bit yesterday. Meantime, the Squamish Nation says it's removed valuable items from the Alice Lake Longhouse as a cautionary measure due to the wildfire. The nation says two representatives were able to view the area by helicopter and identify sites that may be at risk from the Dryden Creek wildfire. As of yesterday, the fire is listed as 55 hectares and out of control. Donald Trump is calling Israel's deadly strikes on Iran's nuclear program and military sites excellent. The U.S. president made the comments in an interview with ABC News saying, quote, they got hit about as hard as you're going to get hit, and there's more to come, a lot more. Israel launched a wave of strikes across Iran today, killing at least two top military officers in what appears to be the most significant attack the country has faced since the 1980 war with Iraq. Oilers survived Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Final, but it took a comeback in regulation and a big goal in overtime to get the 5-4 win over the Panthers. Game 5 goes Saturday in Edmonton. And it's Friday the 13th. And even if you don't think you're superstitious, a lot of psychologists say the whole thing does mess with our heads a bit. It's correlation theory, which is the tendency to make connections between unrelated things. So spilling coffee on yourself today gets blamed on the fact that it's an unlucky day.
CHQM Vancouver, Move 103.5, and iHeart Radio Station.
Real friends, real fun.
And Drew Show, let's go.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
The first play of the $1,000 minute on the way at 7:35, and it is Dad's Week. So it's dads that get to play this round of the $1,000 minute. Up for grabs, obviously, the money and a dad's prize pack. So good luck. The answer to question one is Jason Voorhees. Jason Voorhees from the Friday the 13th movies.
Makes a lot of sense today.
We'll also find out what is the most commonly held superstition in Vancouver. First, though, it's Celine Dion on Move 103.5. Good morning.
When you question me.